Dave Moore on Today FM.
Today, I'm so excited to be joined by Golda Rushavell, who plays Queen Charlotte. You might know Golda from things like Lady Macbeth and Luther and Silent Witness. And Adjoa Ando, who of course plays Lady Danbury. And she's here, you might know her from Invictus or Doctor Who. And when I caught up with them, I was wearing a hoodie from one of my favourite bands. They're called Enter Shikari. They're an English band. And it was the very first thing that Golda and Adjoa noticed.
Hey!
Dave, what does Enter Shikari mean?
Enter Shikari is an amazing English rave metal band that I'm a huge fan of, obviously, from Hertfordshire. And I've been going to see them for about 20 years. One of my favourite bands ever.
How brilliant.
You guys are brilliant. May I begin with your majesty, if that's okay. Golda, Queen Charlotte chooses the diamond of the season, each season. And I wonder, would you consider me for the diamond of next season? I'm a happily married father of four, but I mean, come on.
Look. 100%, Dave. 100%. Because you're Irish, mate. You're Irish.
That's all
and
we needed.
You're still going. You're a father of four, still going to see his metal band.
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, you can imagine the debutantes would love that, right?
Yes.
And Adjoa, you've seen so many actors like come through these doors of Bridgerton. How is it actually watching, I guess, these kids kind of grow up with you guys? Is that fun?
Yeah. Listen, I make myself laugh. I was I went to Hobart to see my best friend who's abandoned me and moved back to Australia. And I put the telly on and there was Yerin, our Sophie, in a crime drama. And I was like, oh, that's my friend on the telly. All was excited. Every time I see, you know, someone in an advert or on a chat show or in a movie or, you know, Johnny B doing his dance routine in Wicked, I'm as excited as if it was my next door neighbour and they've got on that their television.
Amazing. So I'll throw this back in your face though, because there is a moment in episode one at the masquerade ball where two close friends, both of you, have a conversation and you pour your heart out to Her Majesty. And she literally, now I won't spoil it, and we never spoil it on this show, but she gives a one word answer after you after you give everything you've got.
And I vomited up my entire guts. And she goes, yes.
It's a comedy moment, can I just say? It's a comedy moment as well.
It is so comedy. And Golda, the Queen does love Lady Whistledown's gossip, right? So,
yes.
And I adore when you two are together, you and Nicola are together on screen. How much fun are those bits to shoot?
They're really great. They're really, really great. I love being up on my throne and watching her spend half an hour walking towards me.
Her fate.
Exactly. There's kind of inner ding, ding, you know, those kind of musical moments.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Yeah. But it's great. Nicola's fantastic.
So
you know, she's a real pro.
I'm going to see her at the theatre tonight.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I've taken over the Western world.
I have to get my tickets. But yeah, it's great fun to be in the room with her.
In real life, is Golda the on-set gossip?
No, I don't think I am.
Really?
Golda is not a gossip. If you want someone to hold your secrets.
Ooh. That's the sign of a good actor. I would have firmly believed she was there selling bits to each other and telling everyone their business.
I like a good gossip, but yes, I'm not a gossiper.
No, right.
So you can receive it.
I can receive it very nicely.
And you keep it safe.
Keep it safe.
Adjoa, look, the costumes, we've talked about this so many times, but the costumes are so incredible. Have you kept anything from set that maybe the set designers or the costume designers went, where was that?
Let me tell you now. I mean, Netflix will be body searching me from now on. Should this bandwagon ever cease to roll, there are some very tasty long coats and hats that might find their way to a new home.
Wonderful.
I'm saying, Dave. And can I say, big shout out for the millinery department and the costume department. I mean, we were saying the costumes on this show are like extra characters.
Yeah, definitely.
They are.
You know who you're, you know, if there's a swan rotating on top of Miss Rochevelle's head, you know something's going on.
Yes, absolutely.
The costumes are talking to you.
Oh, well, guys, thank you so much for taking the time today. And thank you for Bridgerton Season 4. It is incredible. My audience is going to love it.
Enter Shikari.
Enter Shikari, yes.
Yes.
Thanks so much, guys.
You have to listen to them now.
Oh, you'll love them. You'll love them. Now we're going to be talking to, well, so many of them. Luke Newton, who plays the third eldest Bridgerton, named Colin. You're going to know him from things like Mr. Selfridge and The Cut. Claudia Jessi, who plays Eloise Bridgerton. She's the fifth Bridgerton child. And you know her from Line of Duty, among other things. And Hannah Dodd, who plays the sixth Bridgerton child, Francesca. And Hannah's known for her roles in Enola Holmes 2 and Anatomy of a Scandal. I caught up with these guys as well, and of course began by welcoming them even to Ireland.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Bridgerton season 4, it does not disappoint, but you guys are the OGs, right? You've been there in all these previous seasons. When all the new actors come in, does that make it more fun on set? Do you hang out? Do you see each other? Or are you all off in different places shooting different things?
No, it's a big old welcoming party.
It is, particularly this year. Like, there's so many new characters, new storylines.
Absolutely.
It took me a beat to sort of, like, catch up. Like, whenever I'd come in, I'd be like, okay, so that's connected. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's always, like, fresh energy on set. That's, and it really, yeah. And when you get to see people, like, witness what a ball looks like for the first time.
Yeah. Nothing like it.
Yeah. For the first time. Or like, you know, whatever it is, whether it's one of our outdoor sets, like, it is amazing to, like, share that with everyone. Every time.
Yeah.
I mean, and this for the opening episode of this season focuses on this masquerade ball. And, oh my God, it is just so iconic on so many levels. The costumes are outrageously brilliant. But, Claudia, do you think in your heart of hearts that Eloise really wants to be a spinster, or is she just waiting to find the one?
Good question. Oh.
I think Eloise, what she's good at is being quite present.
Yes.
She is quite in the moment. So currently, I think she does think it's the right idea. But what I do love is the idea that the right person could come along. Mm-hmm. And I've been saying all morning, and I'll say it again, all I want is for Eloise to just be like, to see someone and go, God, you're fit.
Yeah,
that's what I want.
Just the right one will eventually come.
Until then, she just feels like this is the right thing to do. I think she believes it in the time. Yeah.
Okay. And Hannah, Francesca is so calm, and she just enjoys solitude and so much of the arts. How like her are you?
I don't think people would describe me as calm.
No.
Like a swan, it's all under the water.
Yeah.
I am quite similar to Francesca. When I read her on the page, I really didn't think I was anything like her, but I'm learning as time goes on. Apparently I am. I think we are quite similar. I can get quite overwhelmed in, like, big groups, and I'm definitely better, like, one-on-one with people, and definitely love a good book. Can't play the piano.
You look like you can.
I know. I try. It's hard, and I forget it straight away. No, I do think we have quite a lot in common. I like to think there's a few differences between us, but
the important bits. The important bits are there. And Luke, listen, you and our dear darling Nicola Coughlan, you guys have eventually married and are so happy. What's it like working with her? Obviously, we're so biased here, but we love her so much.
Yeah, of course. It was great this season because I just got to come in every time, and I felt like I was always kind of paired with Nick. There was a couple of moments when she would go off, and it was kind of nice just to come back to that sort of safe space. We'd continue in the happily ever after journey that we got to, like, finish off with at the end of season 3. I think it's really nice as part of the show just to see two characters that did it and they got to that ever after, and just enjoy that for a moment. It doesn't need to be there doesn't need to be any sort of drama revolving around that. It's just kind of nice that they're just like, we did say at one point, though, I think they're like, it must be really frustrating to a lot of the other characters, like, just seeing this,
how can,
like,
they be
smug,
happy,
yeah, just like smug couple walking around town, just so in love,
so happy,
like, still in the carriage, just like, oh god. But it's great fun.
Claudia, I have a little bit of a personal question for you, just very quickly, because I found love on a TV set. Did you, in real life, find love on a TV set?
Yeah, best day of my life.
Unreal. Same for me. I'm married, like, 20 years. We got 4 kids. It happened on TV. This is amazing.
Oh, wow. Every day I worry that it can't, like, I'm going to get hit by a bus. You know what I mean? Someone's got to stop this lucky train I'm on. Well, that's something we have in common. Fantastic.
Okay, amazing. Well, congratulations on finding love. You guys, congratulations on Bridgerton season 4. It's unreal. I loved it. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you.
So
see you guys.
Dave Moore on Today FM.